Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio. I'm Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week with fabulous shows that make a difference in your business, and you know I love the Tuesday Business Spotlight because Janice Clark and Sina Block have just been sharing amazing information, and I know tens of thousands of people are benefiting from it. And today we are here with Janice Clark and the Social Media Help Not Hype Show. So hi, Janice. Happy Tuesday.
Hi, Dori. Happy Tuesday. How are you?
I am doing really well. Things have been going very well with the show and everything else. And just have to do a quick plug. Went to see Mary Poppins over at the Westchester Broadway Theater, which is in Elmsford, New York. And for those of you in the area or that are coming to visit the area, you have an opportunity to have a phenomenal dinner, a fabulous show at less than a ticket price going to Broadway, and all you're going to see are Broadway performers on this stage with just, I can't even tell you how wonderful the show is. And I wish you guys were in the area because you would love it. I mean, not that it's a kid's show, even though it's Mary Poppins, it's really, you know, a family show. And anyone of any age would enjoy it because, let's face it, none of us are too old to fly a kite. And sometimes you need to be reminded of that. So I just had to say that because it was just a phenomenal show. My daughter and I got to see it last week. So it was a really nice mommy-daughter extension of Mother's Day.
Nice.
Yeah. So can't wait to hear what you are sharing today. So let's just get right into this quick little lunch and learn we have happening here.
Wonderful. Well, you know, I'm hoping this is going to be a really valuable little lunch and learn too, Dori. And I want you to feel free to jump in and ask questions because this is one of the things, your return on investment or ROI with social media is a question that I get a lot. And unfortunately, it's an uninformed question that I get quite often. Do you intend to measure my ROI? What do you intend to do to measure my ROI? Are you going to be, you know, are you going to be measuring ROI? Do you measure ROI with social media? You know, we get it a lot. And people, when they ask the question, they tend to anticipate one answer. Yes, we're going to be measuring your ROI, and yes, I'll be able to tell you how much money you're making as a result of your efforts. So I wanted to educate and inform a little bit today, and I've got 20 pages of notes here, and that was just the intro. So and then I stopped and said, okay, well, obviously I can't go through all this information, so I'm going to try to go through quickly here. I wanted to educate you a little bit about our ROI, return on investment, which is traditionally what it's meant, ROI, return on influence these days, though, which is, again, you know, very, very accurate. I wanted to educate you a little bit. Can you measure ROI with social media? How do you measure ROI with social media? What should your expectations be? What can you feasibly expect to get in return for your investment? So I wanted to educate you a bit today. I'm also going to be sharing some metrics that you want to consider measuring and some tools that you can use to measure those metrics. So I'm going to be popping around. There's a lot of information, and I wish I could tell you I've memorized every tool available. I haven't, so I'm going to be scrolling around through my notes here as we talk. So just bear with me, Dori. How's that?
Of course.
But feel free to jump in and ask questions because I really do want this to be very informative. Can you measure ROI with social media? Can you measure your return on investment? Yes. Does that mean, to a certain extent, yes. Does that mean you're going to know exactly how much money you're making as a result of your efforts? No. Your return is no longer just dollars. There's a lot of things that you get out of social. In fact, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If you're only looking for your very next client in social media, you're thinking way too small because you have the ability in social media to bring in new clients, fill your pipeline with great, qualified, highly targeted leads, develop partnerships that will go out and help promote your business, fill your email lists, create social proof for a potential audience, get PR for yourself, get SEO, search engine optimization for yourself, link backs. It's endless, truly. What you can get out of social media is endless. These are all your returns. And you really need to think about your marketing efforts that way. It's not just how many dollars can I get back. but it's what exactly am I going to be getting back? Email subscribers, social proof, leads, people filling out my contact form so we can schedule an appointment. You want to consider also what type of business you're in. Are you a type of business that people are likely to click on the link and make a purchase? Do you sell widgets? Do you sell a product of some kind, a reasonably priced product? I'm trying to think of some examples here online. Zappos is a great example. They do a great job with social media. But they have things to sell. They have shoes and they have clothing to sell, fairly reasonably priced items. I see lots of people promoting cookbooks and books and a million other products online. One of their metrics could feasibly be how many people click on this link and purchase from me. That might be one of their metrics. However, then you have a business like myself, very much like you as well, Dori, where nobody clicks on a link and buys a VA, not legally. sorry, it's just one of those weeks, guys, one of those weeks. Nobody clicks on a link and hires a VA, sight unseen, conversation not needed, explanation not needed. They need to contact me, and we get an appointment, and we talk, and we discuss their needs, and all these things, goals, expectations, and then I send them a proposal, and from there we decide whether we're going to be a good fit. There's a whole process. So that's not one of my metrics, determining how many exact clients I get, because the whole process is a bit too convoluted. You need to consider that. I've had so many people over the years who left social media completely because they weren't getting any direct sales, and they're selling something that just doesn't sell like that. You can't expect that what you're measuring should be the same as what everyone else is measuring. So keep an open mind when you're thinking about your ROI. Realistically, what type of results can you get? If nobody can click on one of your links and make a purchase right then and there, if you have a service to sell, if it's something like what we're doing, Dori, then don't expect you're going to be able to measure your direct sales. There's just too much that goes into it. You can, however, some of the things, and these are some things that I highly recommend everyone making a part of what they are, what they're measuring. How many people fill in your contact form? How many people opt in for a free report you have to offer? How many people sign up for your newsletter? These are all things that you could very feasibly measure, and all of these things are ultimately going to lead to direct sales for your business. If people have opted in and gotten your forms, they are subscribing to your newsletter, they want information from you, they are, with each step, making a closer, tighter commitment to your business. And the tighter that commitment, the more likely it is that at some point they are going to say, okay, I'm ready to buy now. They're going to call you up, you're going to have a discussion, and they're going to make a purchase. You can certainly track the number of visitors to your website. You can track which pages they stay on. You can track how long they stay on your website, how many pages they see on your website. These are all things that will go into direct sales for your business. But they're little things that have to be tracked along the way. You have a business that you can't measure the direct sales necessarily. You can measure all of these things. And if you see that you don't have any traffic on your website, that's what you need to be working on. And here is something that, lots of people don't understand and don't want to understand. You see all the time someone makes a grand post that, people, this is not a numbers game. It's not how many followers you have. It's about the connections. It's about the people. Kind of. However, it is also a numbers game. Size does matter. If you're only getting in front of 200 potential clients, then your ability to sell to those people is nowhere near as great as if you are getting in front of 200,000 potential clients. It is about the people, and it should be very targeted, and it should be very strategic. This marketing business is a numbers game. So you can't have a closed networking strategy and still expect the level of sales that someone else is getting when they have a much more open strategy and they're willing to connect with and talk to a lot of different people. So if you're measuring some insights from your website and you see that you're not getting any traffic, some things you need to work on would be reaching out on social media, trying to get more followers, friends, connections, creating content so that people have a reason to come back to your website. Measuring your ROI, you know, it's not just your social media person's responsibility to get you a return on investment. There's some things you need to do as well. If you aren't willing to invest in a good website, if you aren't willing to create any type of content, you might as well not expect to get a great return on your investment for social. And unfortunately, I've seen a lot of people do that as well. Back in the old days, and I can't believe I just called it the old days, but unfortunately, it is what it is. A few years ago, this trend was, I mean, you created a website, and once you created your site, that was it. You know, you put up a nice static website. And then things changed, and it went to websites, you know, 2.0. And now it's, of course, 3.0. We've gone to mobile now. But now we have to make some changes. You've got to keep giving people a reason to come back. These are some things you need to consider when you're measuring your ROI. What are you willing to do? If you're not willing to make updates to your site on a regular basis and put out new content and do video and do photos and do blog posts, you can't expect social media to give you a great return on investment because you aren't giving people a reason to come to you. Make sense?
Absolutely.
Anyway, have I been cut off?
Nope, you're here.
Good. I really, you know, I wanted to go over, you know, your part in getting an ROI for your business. Yes, part of this ROI is followers, friends, connections. You know, in order to get that website traffic, it's kind of a numbers game. You're going to have to get more of that. And, of course, Google has, you know, in their algorithms now, some of the things that are being used ultimately to determine, I'm being careful about how I say this, some of the things that ultimately seem to determine how well a website ranks would be the social connections surrounding the website. Okay, Google says they do not directly use pluses in their algorithm. You know, people with more pluses don't necessarily get a bit better search engine ranking. However, we know some of the best ranked websites get a lot of pluses. So although that direct metric might not be what Google uses, and we don't know exactly what Google uses, we're all making some estimates based upon educated research and decisions. However, getting all those pluses for a website is bound to mean they're getting lots of views and lots of people coming to the website and lots of people reading their content, okay, which means you've got to have good content over there. So just, again, want to make that clear because there's just so many people who say, oh, social media didn't do anything for me. I'm leaving. I'm quitting because social media didn't give me any direct sales. And then you take a look at what they're doing, and they aren't doing anything. They expect social media to be a magic bullet. So keep that in mind when you're considering your return on investment is, are you earning on the investment you're making? Investment is no longer just paying somebody to do it, unless you're also paying somebody to create content, and then you get into a lot of, you know, you can get into a lot of big dollars. Measure your followers, friends, and connections. That's a great metric to get you started. Measure your site visits, your unique visits, the number of repeat visits. You can measure what people do. Google Analytics has a wonderful tool in there, goals that you can create. And you can set up goals, and it will actually let you know, you can find out what the people who came to your site from Facebook did. Did they come to your site and fill in your contact form, get your opt-in? What did the people from Twitter do? And you can break it down by your social sites. So you can. This will help tell you which of your social media sites is giving you the most value. And this is just tremendously beneficial. Now, of course, again, God bless this woman. I talked to her been several months ago, but many like her. There's just one woman who's coming to mind. And she told me how much she disliked Twitter, and she had no idea why I was such a fan because she never got anything from Twitter. Didn't do anything for her. She never met anyone. Nobody ever came to her website from Twitter. And while we were chatting, I pulled up her account, and she had a Twitter account, and she had made 2 tweets on it, you know, maybe 8 months previously. And I said, well, of course. There could be a reason here. that nobody's, you haven't met anyone and nobody's coming to your website. There are things that you need to do to ensure you're going to be getting an investment or getting a return from your investment in social media. Keep these things in mind. And it's okay if you choose not to participate in a particular site, but then mark it off your list. Don't even, you know, you don't need to keep including it on your return if you're not going to put anything into it. The whole point of the word return is you give something and you get something. And that's not only money, but that's also an investment of time and energy. And those things, I felt like it was very important to cover some of this because so many people, they just want that yes answer. Yes, you can measure ROI. And it's not as cut and dried as that. Another thing to consider with social media ROI, social media return on investment, is exactly, sorry, my computer just went to a blank screen. Threw me off a second here. Let me get this back on again. That'll teach me a lesson for ignoring it. you know, just keep in mind all the things that you could potentially get. You know, I talked early on in this call about how, you know, you can get PR and you can get link backs and you can build relationships that will go out there and help promote you. These are all really important parts of your return on investment in social media or any other type of marketing. But there are some aspects of social media that you just can't measure. You just can't. I read something a few days ago. It said something like 97% of your audience online are lurkers, meaning they're not going to engage with you. They're not going to talk to you. It was a very good article. It talked about the millennial generation and how they're much more comfortable being the audience than they are participating. You know, and we have been pushing so hard for engagement, getting people to talk, getting people to share, and we're coming upon a generation who wants to be entertained. That throws off our numbers a bit. However, I've known for a very long time that just because people aren't talking doesn't mean they aren't listening. Whatever that lurker number happens to be, and that seemed that was a pretty high number, but, you know, it doesn't surprise me, and I can't tell you that I even think that it was off. Pay attention, even when they don't say anything back to you. You know, in this business, I rely on putting out great content and sharing and talking and being helpful and all these things online. And I don't necessarily, I mean, I get plenty of engagement, but I don't get thousands of people coming to my Facebook page every day. I don't get, you know, those types of numbers that some of the larger companies do. I don't have the time or the money or the energies to put out as much content, 3-4, you know, pieces of new content a day or a week or anything like that. So, however, when someone calls me, when they have found me online, when they have been referred to me, for whatever reasons, they pick up the phone and call, always, 100% of the time, they have already gone to my website. They have already looked me up online. They can talk to me about blog posts they read that they just loved. And I have no idea who these people are. I've never talked to them online, but they seem to know me. Keep that in mind. When you are participating in social media, it's not just about the dollars. It's the feeling of goodwill. It's the feeling of familiarity, of credibility. When they see that you have been here every day participating, they can see that you're talking to other people. You're obviously a well-liked and successful business person. You know, they can see tidbits of your personality. That's return on investment. People buy from people they like. And this is a part of return on investment that you don't hear talked about very much. Because it isn't hard, cold dollars. It's nothing I can put in my pocket and take to Bergdorf's or anything like that, or Walmart or the dollar store or wherever you happen to be shopping. It's nothing like credibility, and it's familiarity, and it's goodwill. I remember last year something happened to me that really stood out. I got a call out of the blue from someone, never heard of them before, but they called me and they told me they'd been reading my blog and they loved my content and there was a particular post they really enjoyed. And, you know, they knew a lot about me. They'd been to my Facebook page and they'd, you know, connected with me on Twitter. And you know, we had a lovely little conversation. And before we got off the phone, I was going to send them a proposal. And I said, oh, by the way, I always like to ask, where did you hear about me? You know, did somebody mention you? I want to give them credit. I want to thank them. And this person says, well, actually, it was multiple people. They had gone to a conference out in California, some type of marketing thing that they thought their business maybe could you know, benefit by learning how to do these things. And they were in a class, and somebody said, you know, I've heard outsourcing is a good thing. Does anybody know a good person? And three people said, I Business Solutions, that's my social media person. That's my people. Janice, she's wonderful. You need to give her a call. And I actually ended up getting a couple of calls from that conference, people who had heard we were really good. Only one of those three people were actually a client. The other two people were people that I've just, oh, you know, I've given them a bit of information online. We've chatted and passing over Twitter, over Facebook. One lady I had, you know, she was struggling with a metric on her Facebook page, and I showed her how to fix it online. Again, hadn't spoken to them. They were very small businesses. They weren't ready to hire anybody yet. They just didn't have the money yet. But they were very excited to say they worked with Business Solutions, that we were their social media people. That was a return on investment.
No doubt.
Now, when I helped these people online, when I chatted with them in passing, I had no expectation of getting anything in return. And I didn't measure it. I knew in my head, you know, of course, I always kind of know who I'm talking to, and it's me you're talking to if you talk to me online, and I remembered them. I remember names and certainly profile photos. So I knew who they were. But when I helped them, when I initially got up that morning a year earlier, and was doing my thing online, and I answered a question for a nice lady, and I said hello to somebody, and I thanked somebody for a retweet. I didn't mark those things down on a piece of paper and say, okay, well, how much business can I get from this?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not how it works. It's just not how it works. I do track my ROI. I know how many newsletter subscribers I get. I know how many people fill out my contact form. I know how many people are following, friending, connecting, how long they stay on my website. I know what my bounce rate is, and I know how many pages they normally see and which pieces of content are most popular. I know all of that. But there are some things you cannot measure. And if you are only relying on the hard, cold dollars coming into your pocket, you are thinking way, way too small. And Dori, and I am so sorry, I started talking and I didn't look at the clock. How much longer do I have?
You got a couple of minutes left, you know.
Okay, great.
For those of
great
you tuning in, we're here with Social Media Help, Not Hype, so get that last bit in.
I'm sorry. You know, it's a great topic. It's a great topic to talk about, and I really just wanted today to be an explanation. I want to share so desperately because I see people throwing in the towel when if they would just keep it up, even at small levels. You know, even at small, gosh, you know, I'm going to share some tools with you in just a second, but I need to reiterate. For those of you who don't know, I am a mom business owner, and I have a very successful business. We are not a tiny little business. You know, I've got 30-plus VAs across the U.S. who help clients, and I do social media strategies, and I do all these things, and we are a very successful business. I have been at it for many, many, many years, and in the background here, I have a 5-year-old. And she has been at my feet. In fact, go back and listen to some past shows. She's been in my lap. She's been on my shoulders. My time is really, really limited. I don't spend 10 hours a day online. I don't spend 2 hours a day online. But I am consistent. You see me there all the time. I don't disappear for months at a time. Sometimes I have a few tough days like we all do as entrepreneurs. But that's okay. But the point is, I'm consistent. For 8 years on my social sites, I am consistent. And I am consistently there not only sharing great information, curating great information, I'm asking questions, I'm talking to people, I'm thanking people, and I am treating people like real, honest-to-goodness human beings. And I do that consistently every day. I have done that for about 8 years on Twitter, not always knowing, what the end result would be. In the early days, I really had no idea what the end result would be. This was back before I started doing this for people. I was trying to do it for myself when I started out. Unsure what the end result would be, I got online, and I behaved like a human being. Okay? I shared great content. I tried to share good conversational topics, information, a little humor. I shared bits of myself and my personality and put myself out there a little bit, and I thanked people, and I talked to people, and I treated them all like they were real live human beings, like people. I treated them as though sitting there reading every one of my tweets and posts. I didn't spam them. I didn't post bad stuff. I didn't rant and rave. I just talked, and I developed relationships. And in the early days especially, I had no idea where this was going. And it happened. Good things happened even before I started doing it strategically. Of course, as time went on and I started learning, I learned how to do it more strategically in order to get more results. But I got the results. I got the results anyway. I want to share some tools here with you that we love for measurement. Google Analytics, set it up. It's phenomenal. It's free. Go for it. Get analytics on your website. And if you don't have a website, oh, that's a whole other call. But please get a website. There's lots of things like Communit. This is one of my favorite tools now, C-O-M-M-U-N.it, Communit. Great to track your social media activities and monitor your results. Sprout Social, one of the most popular tools we use here. It's metrics for Twitter and Facebook. And as it pertains to your followers and your conversations and your engagement, things like that. Twitonomy, that's another one, to get your Twitter analytics and insights and mentions and retweets. Another one I've started using recently is, it's less about monitoring, although it does monitor some, Twiriad, like period, but Twiriad. And it will show you for Twitter when your followers are online. Like, what? It'll tell you, here's when you should be posting. Here are the times you should be posting. I have the pro version. It's very inexpensive. And it tells me 7 days a week, here's when you should be putting your posts out. I started using it for clients. We saw an immediate difference in the number of mentions people were getting, the number of retweets, the number of shares when we started using this tool. It's a phenomenal tool. Some really, really good social media tools out there. Of course, depending on your budget, small business owners, of course, can't spend as much, and that's okay. You know, there are lots of good free tools out there. And even if you just do something small, it's going to help. Sprout Social is not that expensive at all, and it is a phenomenal little piece of measurement to help you figure out your results online. As I said, Google Analytics has a free version. Great, great information you can use. Communit's the same way. Dory, do you have any questions?
You know, I have to say one of my favorite things that you said with the ROI is your return on influence.
Yeah.
And that's where people don't realize how big that investment becomes. And it's funny because you're talking about the networking. Last week, Sina on the Managing Mompreneur Mayhem show shared low-cost networking, and that's exactly what it was. It was being out there meeting people and talking to people because you don't know the person that you talk to, who they're going to talk to. They may not need your needs, but they may have 15 friends who do, and because you're there, they connect with you, whether it's physically or online, and they know, like, and trust you because you've never come at them as to what can you do for me, as opposed to that other hat of what can I do for you and how can I help ease your pain and things like that, that make people want to share you.
That's exactly right. That's exactly
and
right.
And it's a remarkable, it really is a remarkable thing, and that's what you have to measure. You have to measure the fact that people trust you because you haven't come at them with, I can do this for you. I can do this for you. I can do this for you.
It
has always been.
You've got to consider it.
Yeah, and it's true. It's true. When you come to people from that genuine place of, how can I help?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's you coming on this show, Janice, and sharing with people for free things that people pay you a lot of money for.
Mm-hmm.
You've shown that you are here to help.
And
the really smart people, yeah, but you know what? The really smart people tuning in, it may take them a while, are eventually going to reach out to you for your help. When they get that business to that place, because you and Fina are teaching them how to now have to go out and find some outsourcing and things like that, why wouldn't they call you? And that's how I feel, because you've already shown you are the person not only knows this, but you take what you do so seriously, and the women who work for you, the VAs, because let's face it, you can't do this all yourself, because there are only those 24 hours, and no matter how good you are at that time management, it doesn't matter. The people that you have working for you, you train personally, you know the quality of their work, and you still oversee what they do.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
And that's what makes you that step beyond that VA that hires other people, but then they just trust them to do what they're doing.
Right.
And they
and
don't
know,
go back in and look.
Not all of this can be put down on a piece of paper and like I said, directly tied into an actual dollar. Much of what you're doing in social media, you can and should be measuring your metrics. You really should be. But just don't discount things. Don't discount the things that you can't measure. You shouldn't be completely relying on, you know, be strategic. You shouldn't be completely relying on, oh, well, I'll do this, and I'm sure people think good thoughts of me. You know, you need to back that up with some metrics. Just keep in mind, there's a set of metrics you can use, but there's a whole set out there that you have no idea what's happening. When you put it out into the world, when you start networking online, you don't know who's going to see it, and you don't know what impact it's going to make on others, whether it's positive behavior from you or negative behavior from you. And you want to keep that in mind as well, because unfortunately, there was an experience very recently with someone who really thought nobody was paying attention and no one was listening, and they weren't working with us, but they had stopped doing much of what they were doing, and then they decided to have a little rant online just blowing off steam, and unfortunately found out people were listening. People are watching, and people are listening. Don't discount that part of your return on investment. There is a part of your ROI with social media that you can't measure, that you can't see. Focus on what you can, but make sure you keep it positive and you keep it strategic and you keep it very much filled with value, because there's a part you can't. There's a whole series of people out there who are watching and paying attention and doing something as a result of what you do, and you don't know about it.
That's right. You know, it's Big Brother at its, best and worst. You know, I have to say, I today our show sponsor, we have a new sponsor here on Word of Mom Radio. Sponsoring today is Peggy Caruso, and she's the founder of Life Coaching and Beyond. And she's an executive and personal development coach. She's an 8-time entrepreneur and an author. And her life coaching services are very different in the way she offers additional services that assist her clients way beyond the coaching level. Her LPN and hypnosis background allows her to extend her services beyond career and personal. She works extensively with children, and she assists them with ADD and ADHD and depression to help them get off their medications. And she's just releasing a new book, Revolutionize Your Child's Life, August 4th. And it's geared to assist parents by educating them on the different periods of a child's life, which will help them recognize behavioral issues.
Nice.
And she provides preventative measures to ensure health, wealth, and welfare of their child. And her mompreneur background allows her to teach kids the success principles as she assists them on becoming a kidpreneur. So you can reach out with her at, I know, isn't it fabulous? LifeCoachingandBeyond.com. I know. She's absolutely fabulous. I got to meet her at the one of the conferences that I was part of the media in, and she's just absolutely fabulous. She's been here as a guest, thrilled to welcome her into our sponsor family here on Word of Mom Radio. And I really suggest reach out to Peggy, because she just comes at things at such a different level. And it's wonderful, the work that she does. So I'm really excited to welcome her as our new sponsor here on Word of Mom Radio. And you can meet all of our sponsors at wordofmomradio.com/MMM. And I really encourage you to reach out in our Mompreneur Marketplace and take a look at the products and services that these wonderful women who are behind Word of Mom Radio bring to us, every day. So, there's our ROI, having new advertisers coming on and knowing that Word of Mom Radio, because of you, Janice, and because of Sina and Alyssa, and Glenda Cates is getting ready to start a new show. We're going to be doing a show at once a month on Wednesdays called Branding Beyond Blogging.
Nice.
Yeah, and Glenda Cates
exciting thing
is going to be, it really is, and she blogs. She works a lot with direct marketing moms and helping them with their products and services and getting out and how they can go beyond their blog to brand who they are. And believe me, she's been listening to the shows. So, you know, and learning a lot from everybody here. And I'm excited that she's now taking what she's been doing and the successes that she has. I mean, you know, she's sponsored by Chicken Soup for the Soul and, you know, Hot Wheels and things like that. So she has really gotten to some great places with the moms and the products that she shares. So we're thrilled that she is going to become part of our Wednesday rotating lineup. So great things are happening. And then first Friday in June, we are launching Empowered Mom Radio.
Nice.
With Sharon Nichols and a variety of women who are going to be coming in, and we're just going to be talking about what's going on and what's happening. So each week it's going to change. It'll, you know, we'll feature somebody, but it'll be more about what is going on in the world and what we need to be looking at. So really just so excited as to how all of this is expanding. And, you know, who knew, Janice? Which you said, okay, Dory,
go.
I'm serious. When I came to you first and was like, Janice, I want to do this and I really want you to come along, that we would go from two shows to, you know, seven or eight now.
Uh-huh.
You know? Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. It is. And, you know, let's face it, guys, your numbers are going to go up and down. Your comments are going to go up and down. It is being consistent. It is consistently being out there and being your genuine self that is going to make people want to get to know you, like you, trust you, and then not only take part in what you do, like Janice said, they may just share you with other people who are going to need what you do. You don't know. You just don't know, and it's worth the effort. It's worth the effort. It's not coming in here and going, okay, well, I was here for 2 months and nobody said anything. But meanwhile, you go to your page and you have nothing but promotion about yourself on it.
Uh-huh.
And you're not commenting on anybody else. I was on somebody's Twitter page one time. They followed me. So I went to follow along and I realized that was one of the privileged few because they had, you know, 3,500 followers and they were following 120 people.
Right.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
You know,
I know,
like I said, I'm honored I was one of the privileged few, but what does that say? You know, what does that really say that, wow, all these people are following you, but you can't take the time to follow them?
That's right. That's exactly right. If you're not going to participate in social, you know, do it right. Do it right or don't do it at all. That was the whole show we did.
Yep, and trust me, go back to that archive. I just talked to somebody about that yesterday. We were talking about them building an online presence, and they were like, well, and this and that. And I'm like, look, here's the reality. Do it right, but don't do it at all.
That's right.
You know, if you are not going to take the time to build the foundation the right way, don't bother.
Well, you're just going to waste your time. Exactly. You know, everything you do online, would I do this? If I were in person with these people, would you go to a networking event and walk up to the first person you see and every person thereafter and shove your business card in their hand and say, hey, hire me, give me a call tomorrow. Hey, hire me, give me a call tomorrow. Would you do that? Would you interrupt their other conversations? Would you step in front of them and someone else they're speaking to shove a business card in their face and say, hey, I can help you. You need help and I can help you. Call me tomorrow. Would you do that? If the answer is, first of all, if the answer is yes, get out. Just get out. if the answer is no, then don't do it online. Don't just blast, hire me, hire me, hire me from your social networking sites because nobody's going to do anything with you. People would be offended and angry if you did that in person, and they will be offended and angry if you try to do it online.
And on that note, thanks for a great show today, Janice, as always.
I hope you got some benefit out of it. And if anyone has questions, if I didn't cover something that you wanted covered, reach out to me on Facebook, get me on Google+, I'm on Twitter. let me know. I'm always happy to answer questions.
Well, thank you very much, Janice, as always. You know, I mean, it's such a great show. I so look forward to our Tuesdays. I mean, I just think that our Tuesday Business Spotlight is making such a difference. And I thank you for being part of it from the start. You know, talk about laying a great foundation.
Thank you for having me. I truly mean it.
You are welcome. So we will be back, you know, on Thursday, actually on the Mompreneur Model Show. I have the editor of Working Woman magazine and the director of the Connecticut School of Nursing, and we're going to actually be talking about menopause in the workplace. So it's going to be a really interesting conversation.
Nice.
I'm sure. Yeah, well, you know, let's face it. You know, when it comes to, you know, I'm doing my finger quotes, women's issues, women don't really talk about it a lot. And we really need to get all this stuff out of the closet, because that's the reality of a woman's life. And how do you deal with it in the workplace and everything else. So I'm excited and honored that they came to me to share this on the show. So, again, I thank all of you for tuning in live, archive, and sharing us out there. We so appreciate your loyalty and friendship. And we appreciate you. You are our return on influence is really what it boils down to. So for each and every one of us, we really thank you for being here. So Janice, have a great week. We will talk to you soon. And until then, everybody, go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.